The 3 points ultimately wasn't enough to win the league, and everyone's been so proud of what you've achieved this season with the club.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I'm a football coach, and first and foremost, I look at performance. Results are everything. I understand that. They keep me in a job and they keep the fans coming through the gate. But as a coach, you always look at performance. And the performance levels of this team have, in my opinion, far outweighed any team in the league. That's because we get the ball down on the grass and we pass it about. And do you know what? My most proud moment at this football club is getting 3,300 people through the gate. Because I believe it's because we play really, really good football that people enjoy coming back and watching. And maybe they tell a friend or they tell a family member. And you know what? Maybe we get 3,000 every week next year, and that turns into 4,000. And that shows me that we're growing this game the way that everybody that comes into the stadium wants to grow it. A more professional game that is watched by fans with atmospheres where people can, you know, build it so it becomes a sport where maybe we get full stadiums.
And on the pitch, where do you go next season? How do you make this team better when you take them to first place?
I think it's natural that football managers and football teams, you review your playing squad, you have a look at it, you review your staff, and you have a thorough review process, because at Manchester City the bar is high. Look at our men's team and our women's team. The way we want to play is the hardest form of football, but the best form to watch. So yeah, we'll review it, we'll have a look at it, and we'll improve it for sure.
You have to wait 12 months, but Champions League football, that must be pretty exciting.
Yeah, definitely. And I said to the fans then, you know, I think this is a special football club, and to have our men's team challenging for the Premier League and our women's team, for sure, have shown this year that they've challenged for the WSL, and next year will be stronger. But both teams, autumn 2016, playing Champions League football, I think that'll be a special time. And once again, I think it goes one step further to growing the women's game, because it shows that, actually, this football club takes it really serious.